What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it. And apparently, there has been another mass shooting in Maryland. Their second in less than a year, and it appears to be another workplace shooting. Details have not come on out other than it took place at a Rite Aid distribution center. They're saying multiple people were killed and injured, and they have a suspect in custody. So, of course, the gun grabbers are going to be out there saying, we got to ban the guns. No, we need to look at what is putting the American population under such stress that they turn to these kinds of actions. A lot of these shootings turn out to be workplace shootings, people who are desperate to hang on to their jobs. They get fired. They don't think the reasons are fair. And then you have to factor in those prescription antidepressants, which we all know are a problem that nobody wants to acknowledge. So let's get on back here to the war zones, emphasis on the plural here. And a lot of people are still weighing in on Putin's response to the downing of the Ilyushin 20 aircraft over Syria. And the hardliners are saying, you know, we got to go get Israel. We got to do this. We got to do that. Israel is still out there saying, well, it was really Assad's fault and Iran's fault, because if they were just doing what we told them to do, it wouldn't have happened. A lot of people are saying ultimately it's the fault of the United States for having been in Syria for 7 years trying to overthrow Assad. But ultimately it comes down to the fact that Israel was using this aircraft as a radar cover to penetrate Syrian airspace. Now, Israel has already changed their story and said the four F-16s had already turned around and left Syria before the Ilyushin was shot down. Nobody really knows, because everybody's keeping a tight hand on the data, as it were. But there are some people out there saying this may have been a deliberate provocation to try and get Russia to do something. Because every time the U.S. wants to start a war, they work to make sure the other side shoots first. So the U.S. can cry, victim, 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 and we've got to strike back and rally around the flag, blah, 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 blah. And Putin is not biting it. He's taking the high ground. He's looking at economic sanctions. He's taking Israel to the ICC. And I agree with the way he's handling this. He's not letting himself get provoked into doing something which could really, you know, set off a regional war. Putin is anti-war. He has demonstrated that time and time again. And despite the corporate media propaganda about Russian aggression here and Russian aggression there and Russia's aggressing over here, they took my parking spot. It's the U.S. and Israel and Europe that are constantly trying to grab more territory and invade other people's countries. And Russia has stepped in to try and halt the American aggression, is really what's going on. Now, Russia has just kicked off snap drills off the coast of Syria. And they're basically running their ships around and testing their radars and everything. It seems to be in response to the shoot down of the Ilyushin 20 plane. We know that Russia and Syria have now linked their air defense systems to hopefully avoid that kind of a mistake. Now, these snap drills are going to last about a week. They will last until the 26th. And some people are looking at the drills as a show of force and a warning to Israel, which certainly makes sense. All those U.S. drills and NATO drills are meant to be a warning and a threat against Russia. But what's really interesting is that Russia, for the duration of these drills, has imposed a no-fly zone for Israeli military aircraft around Syria. This according to the Hal Turner radio show, and I know a lot of people don't think he's trustworthy, but this is where the report is coming from. And the no-fly zone is basically they issued a NOTAM, a notice to aviators and mariners. There'll be a no-fly zone from sea level up to flight level 190 until September 26th, which basically they're saying they're going to be live-fire missile drills. And that any aircraft operating outside the sovereign territory of Israel in violation of the no-fly zone risks being shot down. And notice they didn't say that it was any foreign aircraft. At least according to Hal Turner, this is specifically directed at Israel. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Layla in Ontario. Layla, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'd like to just ask you if you think that Israel is acting on its own or whether there are players behind it other than the U.S.
Well, I think the entire coalition was involved in that attack on Friday. It's been confirmed that at least one French frigate was launching missiles into Syria. And from the sheer number of missiles involved, it had to be more than just one ship. It certainly was more than just the four Israeli aircraft. So I would say that probably a lot of those ships out there in that fleet were launching missiles.
What about England? Are they in any way involved, do you think, or are they pulling the strings behind the scenes? I mean, obviously I have a bias against England. It's a visceral thing with me. It's my belief that Israel was created with England's help in order to allow England to continue to control its colonies through the Suez Canal to have access to them. As you know, they also dominated Egypt and Lord Moyne. And when the Zionists finally took over Palestine and the British sent the Scottish Highland Regiment to be the primary police of the Palestinians to subdue them and assist the Zionists, they drove out the British, the English, primarily, I think, well, the British, because the Scots were involved, they drove them out because they knew that England had only put them there as a puppet regime, whereas Israel actually wanted to dominate the region. So there was,
yes.
This is just my hypothesis, that there was a rivalry between the two. And that is why Israel today, or many of the Zionist people that I know, still condemn the British for not letting them have Jordan as well. But I was remembering why I have such a distaste for the word Great Britain, because if you look at the lyrics of Rule Britannia, they're utterly offensive. Rule Britannia, rule the waves. Britons never, never, never shall be slaves. When Britain first at heaven's command arose from out of the azure main, this was the charter of the land, and guardian angels sang this strain. Essentially, it's the divine right of England. And if anyone reads the poem written in 1791 by Robert Burns, he refers to British gold was our bane. Traitors were bought and sold for English gold. So once they dominated Scotland and they got the lords, the clan lords of Scotland to betray their tenants and drive them off the land, and the English bribed them with titles and money, Scotland became a tool. And every colony where England went, the Highland Regiment was their most powerful soldiers. But I don't for a moment believe that this is now, I mean, it's taken me many years to come to this conclusion and look at the patterns, but I believe that Israel is still trying to assert itself as the dominant power And while France may be out in the open, I don't know what role England is playing. Certainly, they're not about to give up on their notion of having the divine right to rule the world, with all the other nations, as they called them. They were utterly condescending in the way they described the other
nations. Can I cut in here a little bit here? Because rulers may talk about divine right and gods and everything, but that's just for the masses. The real root cause of every war in history is basically economic wealth, control of territory, control of trade routes. And as far as the coalition is involved around the U.S., it is economic. They want Assad out of power. They want Syria under puppet rule, at which point they can all go in and share in the loot that will be taken out of the country in vast amounts. In terms of Israel, they simply want Syria to be smashed as a regional power. They want to keep the Golan permanently. And they also, of course, they want that pipeline going through Syria so they can take that oil and gas from underneath the Golan and sell it to Europe. So that's a big factor. You need to get away from the idea that wars are started for just one reason. Usually you'll have a whole bunch of...
I agree. I agree completely. And I think, I don't know if you read the link to the video I sent you that described how England has, or Britain, I guess, has managed to hide all its assets outside of London, outside of England, on the small islands that used to be former colonies. Once the material empire began to disintegrate, England started building up an economic empire, and they've kept it offshore. And Panama Papers is only one example. They started with the Cayman Islands. It's a very powerful documentary that describes how they've managed to drain the funds. And one thing that I learned from that documentary I didn't know before was the City of London is separate from Greater London. The City of London has its own Lord Mayor, and that's where the Bank of England is located. And by the way,
a lot of people have compared that to the Vatican, which is a state within a state, and that the City of London does wield tremendous financial power. The City of London is the British equivalent of our Wall Street, where all the wealth and political control that wealth can buy resides there.
Yes, and it goes back to the time of William the Conqueror, who wasn't able to conquer the City of London, so he allowed its freedom to operate on its own, and it often does without abiding by the rules that are normally applied across the rest of Britain. So and many countries have nations within nations. In fact, one could even say that political parties are a nation within a nation. I mean, look at the Democratic Party and what they're trying to do in terms of bringing down the overall ruling power. And when last week when I talked about them as being anarchists, what I meant is that they're trying to remove the duly elected leader. When people try to do that, they are without having something in place already or a better system prepared to step in, then they're creating chaos.
They're creating chaos, anyway. But again, it's looking at the deep state, looking at the liberals, to me it is very obvious they already have a planned new government they want to foist on us, and it's going to be quite tyrannical. It's not going to be based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They've been telegraphing. They absolutely hate the Second Amendment. They want limits on the First Amendment. And it's very, very Orwellian. Anyway, Layla, the phone lines are loading up, so I'm going to have to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And again, wars are never started for just one reason. You have a bunch of rulers and a bunch of nations, and they've each got their own agenda. Get rid of a regional threat, grab more territory, capture the targeted nation's resources, or remove them as a political or economic threat. That's the reason that Germany was made war on twice, in Big Mistake 1 and Big Mistake 2. They were a manufacturing powerhouse against which Great Britain and the United States could not then compete. And that's why World War I is a good example. It started as a war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia. And somehow in the middle of it all, Germany became the big, bad, ugly enemy because Germany was the economic threat of the time. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Ken in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, here's my read on things, going back to your point about the news cycle. They wanted a clean cycle. The corporate media is still doing Kavanaugh sexual assault nonstop.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure Israel is basically going to violate the no-fly rule, even if they do it with a drone. You shoot down that drone, and then the news cycle starts. Russia attacked Israel. And even the most ardent, well, the AIPAC bond paid for it, Democrats will be rooting for war against Russia at that point.
Well, I don't think the American people are going to be willing to send their children off to be killed and crippled in a war with Russia over a drone. But you're right. I'm expecting that somebody will run a freedom of navigation exercise through the area, whether it's going to be Israel or the United States. And again, it's attempting to provoke Russia to make the first move so that they will be seen as the bad guy.
But, I mean, could you imagine the headline, Russia attacks Israel? Could you just imagine that with what's been going on for the last 2 years? I mean, that would just... Every Christian church in America would just rise up and go, this is Bible prophecy, this is Ezekiel 38. They've been priming this pump now for years that the great bear would come down and attack Israel. And I mean, we're all just so sick and tired of it. But the way this is playing out, again, like you correctly pointed out, they want a clean news cycle when the war goes in Syria. And right now this Kavanaugh thing, if you watch the ping pong, the back and forth, you know, will Ford testify? No, she won't testify. She wants an FBI. Now Grassley says, you got a 10 a.m. deadline. Testify or don't. I mean, they're just ping ponging back and forth, and none of this stuff is getting covered about the war. And like I said, if Israel so much sends a drone over there, it's going to get shot down. And who knows, all those retired generals that sit on Fox News and bloviate day in and day out for American exceptionalism. I've had enough. So, thanks, Mike.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm pretty sick and tired of that as well. My concern about the absence of coverage about what's going on over in Syria is based on the fact that in the months leading up to 9/11, the foreign press knew the United States had a plan to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. It was in BBC, was in Jane's Defense. It was reported all over the rest of the world. The American people had no idea that was going down because we were getting nothing in the corporate media except about Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. Were they lovers? Did he kill her? And the coverage was nonstop. They had helicopters in the sky watching Gary Condit cross the street and commentators out there saying, will he stay within the lines? I don't know, Bill. You know, he's a wild man. He may stray outside those crosswalk lines. And so I coined the term conditizing because when 9/11 happened, it came as a totally unexpected shock to the American people. And that shock basically just propelled the American people into immediate support of whatever it was the U.S. government was going to do in retaliation. And I'm getting the same feeling now that the reason the wars are being de-emphasized in the corporate media, they don't want us thinking about them. They don't want us worried about how close to an outright conflict we are, so that when and if they decide to pull a false flag, and it's going to have to be a doozy, because planes into skyscrapers, been there, done that, didn't buy the T-shirt. They want the shock value of it to trigger an emotional reaction that will override our natural skepticism. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be back with more phone calls after these few words. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go back to the phone lines to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, your previous caller, before your last caller, I was really impressed with her take on her knowledge on history. However, I don't go with the opinion that England is somehow pulling the strings behind what happened, the incident, what happened, because you've got to remember that we have a very powerful Zionist lobby in this country, you know, so you should be a bit more specific than that. Yes, England might have it, but it's controlled by the Zionists in this country. Very powerful, very, very influential. And my other take is, what on earth is happening in your country? Has it sunk to such a low level now that I can see this Judge Kavanaugh thing being played out, and I think Trump needs to put a stop to it. They need to put a stop to it now, because it's just going to drag out, and it obviously is a pack of lies. There is no way. You can just accuse someone of that sort of crime, and it sounds like you're guilty before you even can prove your own innocence. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, of course, that's the legacy of the militant feminism of the 1990s. Accusation equals guilt. And you can see all these liberal politicians standing up and saying, oh, yeah, we've got to take her at her word. She doesn't need to prove it actually happened. You know, to heck with presumption of innocence. This is a woman. And, women do lie about sexual harassment and sexual assault, and they destroy men's lives doing it. And that's just a reality of modern life here. But I think the American people who are following along on this are getting a first-class education on just how decadent our political system has become. Because most people are looking at this and saying, it's obvious this is just another smear job, and yet everybody in Congress, everybody in the Senate is pretending like it's serious business, and they're just arguing back and forth with each other. And we're going to have more about the Kavanaugh hearings a little bit later in the show.
Okay, well, because it's ridiculous. I think I better not try and get a job in politics. I might get accused of a wink at someone at school or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, I would never. I joked about running for president back in 2016, but in reality, I would never, ever consider running for public office, because I've been involved tangentially in local politics here, and even that just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I really do have better things to do with my life. Anyway, Frank, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, and the gentleman from London, I hope you know that they're going to have a internet regulator over there soon. So, like, that tells you where you're going. And, Layla was kind of wrong. I mean, I have to agree with him and not Layla. This is a globalist. It's basically a merger with Zionist neoliberalism and Wahhabism. They're all linked together. It doesn't matter what country you're in. They're all got the same ideologies. You know, Britain, France, United States, Canada, you know, we all see the same playbook, right? So they're all linked together. You know, that's the problem, you know? I mean, Sweden, you know, the West, you know, and throw in some Middle East countries and Israel, obviously. Hey, Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this, but, like, the Slava-class ship, the Moskva, is in the Med, and that has 16... Vulcan anti-ship missiles, and I don't know if you know this, it has 64 S-300F missile, like 8x8. It's got 64 missiles on there. That's a pack and a punch, that ship.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is not going to happen. Mike, if this happens again with something with Russia, Putin will have to respond, because from what I hear in, he's got, there's people in the Ministry of Defense and the Kremlin that wanted him to do more. He did what he should have done, extend this drill, extending the range of this no-fly zone, basically, right? I think that's exactly what he should have done. I don't know if you agree with me or...
Yeah, I do. I think Putin is trying to keep the situation from escalating, even though in his heart of heart, he has to know that's exactly where Israel and the United States are taking it. And at some point, Putin is going to have to just accept that war with the West is inevitable. And I think everybody's just choosing sides and getting ready for what everybody seems to know is coming, and nobody seems willing to stop.
Yeah, because like I said, if this happens again, the chess piece is already moving into play. Hey, Mike, I don't know if you heard this rumor. Did the French ship actually launch missiles? Because there was a rumor that maybe there was a Dolphin-class sub that did the launching by the French ship as cover, you know? That's a rumor. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but,
I don't think the Dolphin class submarine can launch a Tomahawk cruise missile. They have their own, which is called the Popeye, which potentially can carry a nuclear warhead. But no, I think we've been seeing the United States telegraph escalation, escalation, escalation for weeks. Friday was it. And it was time to derail this deal that Turkey and Russia had made to avoid going into Idlib. Anyway, Dustin, do you have more or do you want to hang up?
Oh, that's it.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, in a sign of even more escalation in the Eastern Mediterranean, the USS carrier Harry Truman and its support group have now entered the Mediterranean. They transited the Straits of Gibraltar. This is according to the press service of the United States Navy. The official announcement is the Truman is there to support NATO allies against Russian aggression. But basically, it's more firepower coming in to smash Syria with. And I understand that Russia is, in fact, under the cover of this no-fly zone, they're flying in additional S-300 missiles to Syria because apparently one of the targets that was struck during the Israeli attack, French attack, U.S. attack on Syria Friday, was a cargo plane sitting on the runway at the Damascus airport. And Israel is claiming it was carrying Iranian weapons. No proof, of course. But if it was, then Iran needs to realize they've got a mole. They've got a spy that they've been trying to find right now. But I imagine that Putin is going to use the next 6 days of the declared no-fly zone to rearm Syria and try and get weapons parity down there to try and discourage any more attacks here. Meanwhile, the Russian military police and representatives for the Russian Reconciliation Center for the opposing sides in Syria are jointly patrolling the liberated communities in Quneitra province and the demilitarized zone. They're keeping the peace along that border between Syria and Israel, meaning the northern part of the Golan Heights. And Israel is making a big stink that they absolutely would not allow Syrian forces or Iranian forces anywhere near that border, which may have been intended as a pretext to create a new buffer zone, because that's a tactic Israel will use. Oh, we have to invade. We have to create a security buffer zone of 10 miles or so. And, oh, that's not enough. They've got better weapons. We need to grab another 10 miles or so. And just nibble away at the other country bit by bit. Over in Afrin, thousands of people are demonstrating against the Turkish military presence. And Turkey, when they first went on in there, they said it was basically to deal with rebels, the Kurdish rebels, and they were going to leave. But they have not left. And the people of Afrin are saying, it is time for you to go. Meanwhile, over in Lebanon, Hezbollah has said it will remain in Syria as long as Damascus wants it to. This is in response to Israel's demand that Hezbollah leave Syria. And it's rather revealing about Israel's arrogance that they're sitting inside Israel and demanding other countries leave Syria. They're demanding Iran leave Syria. They're demanding Hezbollah leave Syria. They want the Russians to leave Syria so that Syria is going to be easier to conquer and destroy. And all of these various other parties are saying, no, you don't get to tell us what we're doing. We're here at the invitation of the government of Syria, the legitimate government of Syria. And we're going to stay here. And I'm sure that's probably a major reason why the U.S. has gone back to simply saying, we're going to get rid of Assad. We're going to tear out the legitimate government of Syria, as we have done to so many other countries, and we're going to put in a new puppet ruler who will immediately demand that Hezbollah, Iran, and Russia get the heck out of Dodge. Over in Iran, they have built a new launch site for the S-300 strategic surface-to-air missile system at Mashhad Airport in the northeast of the country. This is coming out of satellite imagery. And apparently construction began on this back in May. And it's almost identical to the S-300 base at Tehran's Mahrabad International Airport. But it has pads for only two launchers instead of the usual four. Now, the U.S. is back to saying that they want to negotiate a new treaty with Iran. In other words, we have all but ruined your economy and will back off if you do what we tell you. And, of course, the treaty is not just the nuclear issue. It's the long-range ballistic missiles. And they've thrown in a new one, Iran's regional behavior. How dare you go into Syria just because they asked you to? Now, Iran continues to reject U.S. attempts to negotiate a new treaty since Donald Trump tore up the nuclear deal between Tehran and the U.S. But Tehran is still in compliance with that deal, and the rest of the signatories are still signaling they wish the deal to go forward. It was working. Iran had stopped enrichment. Iran was letting other countries build their fuel rods. And there was never any evidence that Iran was seeking nuclear weapons. It was just another big lie, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. But it's all a pretext leading up to war. And there's a very revealing article over here in Aleppo News, provoking a path to Persia. And they're talking about another think tank, the Saban Center for Middle East Policy, which recently came out with a policy paper, which path to Persia, options for a new American strategy towards Iran. And it reminds a lot of people of a document put out by the Project for the New American Century, Rebuilding America's Defenses. And the authors noted in this new Which Path to Persia document, it seems highly unlikely that the United States would mount an invasion without any provocation or other buildup. And that is reminiscent of a similar statement in Rebuilding America's Defenses, where it said this militarization of the United States is going to take a very long time absent some catalyzing event, which is where they signaled there was going to be a big bang, a new Pearl Harbor, to get Americans on board with spending all of our money on bombs, bullets, and bandages. So the semaphores are up there. Iran is in the crosshairs, and Iran has to know it. So another article, this one out of Information Clearinghouse, talking about the Iran hawks in Washington. And it's talking about all the numerous Zionist-run think tanks that basically write U.S. foreign policy. And they are clearly ratcheting up anti-Iran anger in the U.S. And they're trying to. I don't know that a lot of people are buying it. Because American people, first of all, they're not watching the corporate media anymore. And second, they're very distrustful of anything the government or corporate media says. And these think tanks are highly subsidized by the U.S. State Department and by the U.S. military security complex, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, which is definitely cheerleading for more war. Okay, article coming on out of the Jerusalem Post, so take it with a grain of salt. Will Iraqi territory be used to fire rockets on Israel from Iran? So right now, Israel is talking about, we got to conquer Syria to get Iran out of Syria and get the Iranian threat against Israel out of Syria. Iran is not going to attack Israel. First of all, they don't attack other countries. They haven't initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. Second of all, Iran knows Israel has nuclear weapons. It's just Israel wants to grab off more of Syria for Eretz Israel and for whatever oil and gas wealth may be underneath it. Now, apparently, they are turning covetous eyes to portions of Iraq. Oh, we have to grab these pieces of Iraq. You know, Iran could use them to threaten us. It is a little silly. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Bob in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You there? Hello?
I'm here. Yes,
okay,
you're on the air.
All right. The S-200 missile that shot down that Russian reconnaissance aircraft, it doesn't make any sense. They have what's called an IFF, Identification Friend or Foe, and I'm sure the software is upgraded on all those missiles, even though they're old. It's not capable of shooting down another Russian aircraft.
Well, I haven't confirmed that the S-200 had the IFF. In fact, I'm looking at a technical description of it right now, and I'm not seeing it here. Let me just scroll on down. It's entirely possible. No, it does. As a matter of fact, it does. It does have IFF. So maybe the IFF was being jammed. Or it may be the fact that the Syrians that were firing the missile weren't linked into the Russian air defense system and did not get the identifier for that airplane. Because it's not just like, I'm going to wave at you and you wave back. The codes have to be constantly changed on both the radar systems and the aviation assets so that they can't be copied and used. It could be there was a wrong code on it.
Well, it just seems strange that a radio reconnaissance aircraft with all the bells and whistles wouldn't identify itself as a friend.
Well, again, you know? if they had one IFF code, and the Syrian S-200 radar system was looking for a different code, there would be an issue there. It's, you know, again, it may have been jammed. I don't think Syria intended to shoot down the Russian Ilyushin 20. Syria clearly wanted to get those Israeli F-14s.
Right. Yeah. Maybe electronic warfare? They jammed it?
Like I said, that's a real possibility. And whether the jamming came from the Israelis who were in the immediate vicinity or some other standoff asset, we don't really know. But something clearly went wrong there.
Right. But the French frigate fired some service-to-air missiles, didn't they?
My understanding is France, the French frigate fired surface-to-surface missiles. They fired cruise missiles that were targeted on like an ammunition warehouse.
They wouldn't have targeted an aircraft. Okay.
Yeah, they were too far out. Remember, they're on the far side of that Russian fleet.
Yeah, something just doesn't make sense here. I think everybody's feeling something isn't right with this.
Well, it could have been done deliberately. It could have been the Israelis did shoot the plane down, and Putin came up with a story about an accidental shoot down in order to not be goaded into a conflict.
Right.
I mean, remember when John F. Kennedy was assassinated? The planted evidence all pointed to a Cuban plot to get the American people on board with another invasion of Cuba. But President Johnson knew about the secret warning that Khrushchev and Kennedy had shared at the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Next time there was a U.S. invasion of Cuba, the Soviet Union would launch a nuclear attack. Period. End of discussion. Right. And so Johnson basically reworked the story and dumped it all on crazed lone nut assassin Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just thought I'd share that with you. Mike, love your show.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, we have confirmed the S-200 system does have integrated IFF, and so something went wrong. They didn't have the right codes, or the signals were being jammed by somebody. Over in Germany, Germany had, in response to human rights activists, made a promise that they were going to stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia for use in Yemen. And like so many other countries, Germany has now reneged on that promise. And economy minister has greenlit a new round of artillery systems for sale to the Saudis. And the systems are designed for precise counterattack and are clearly being bought explicitly for use in Yemen. Yet the Merkel government, as part of its coalition deal, announced a full export ban to any sides fighting in Yemen, including the Saudis. So they're saying one thing and they're doing something else. And Yemen is going to be a disaster. I do think the Houthis ultimately are going to use. I admire their courage for fighting on like this. But once Hodeida is taken, I think the writing is definitely going to be on the wall. And human rights activists and organizations are saying there are now 5.2 million Yemenite children who are starving right now. And it's being done deliberately. And that is a war crime here. Okay, Montenegro is going to join the NATO Baltic Battle Group in Latvia, and this is part of Montenegro having recently joined NATO, which again was a violation of the promise made to the Russian republics. After the fall of the Soviet Union, NATO said, we're not going to go any further to the east than we are right now, because Russia was very concerned about this constant expansion of NATO. And NATO just went ahead and did it anyway. So Montenegro is now caught up with that. Britain's Defense Secretary Gavin is basically saying Russia should shut up. I guess he's taking lessons from Masi Hirono. And he's toured Ukraine and the eastern part of the country, where Ukrainian officials are saying this is the front line in a war against Russian aggression. And no, it is not, because Russia has not crossed the Ukrainian border into the eastern Ukrainian republics, who are fighting a war of secession. But the corporate media and officialdom, they're going to keep up that drumbeat. Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. And frankly, it's boring. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendlight. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking about the increasing tensions in all of these flashpoints around the world. And I really do think that 50 years from now, history books will say that we were already in World War III at this moment in time, and probably even a year or two back. And a lot of people are being killed, a lot of very beautiful buildings being destroyed, and all for greed, all for oil pipeline rights of way, all for not just the oil itself, but to control what currency that oil is sold for. The U.S. wants to keep the world enslaved to the U.S. dollar. That's their motive for all these wars here. Okay, soldiers from eight foreign militaries, including the United States, will converge on Ukraine next month for the country's largest aviation exercise yet. And it's called Operation Clear Sky, and it will train these pilots in air sovereignty, air interdiction, air-to-ground integration, air mobility operations, aeromedical evaluation, cyber defense, and personnel delivery. This is reported in Stars and Stripes. So they're pouring more personnel and arms into Ukraine. So I wonder what the bookies in Las Vegas are placing odds. Where's the next big war going to break on out? Is it going to be Syria or Ukraine? Or maybe both. Maybe the strategy is to stick Russia with a two-front war and divide their resources. As you know, yesterday, Poland is renewing an offer. They want a permanent U.S. military base in Poland for which they're willing to put up $2 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's not even going to cover the entire cost of the base construction, let alone the cost of continuing to run the base year after year after year after year. So this is going to be another huge drain on the Treasury. And why are they building this base? Well, we've got to oppose Russian aggression here. And the Polish are trying to sweeten the deal by declaring that they want this new base to be named Fort Trump. Now, we've mentioned before, Trump is very susceptible to flattery. And apparently the Polish government has picked up on that. Down in Pakistan, their army is supporting terrorists in the tribal areas of Pakistan to attack Afghan, U.S., and NATO forces. So that's heating up there. And Pakistan and China are looking to strengthen bilateral military ties. Everybody's choosing sides for the coming conflagration. We were talking before about Israel demolishing this Bedouin village, Khan al-Ahmar. They basically tore it down back on the 14th. And people are looking at the location and say, this is all about building a corridor. We'll talk about this after station identification. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-927-9673.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.